Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, imagine yourself carrying a heavy load in a cold winter day. The wind is so cold, and your load is getting heavier and heavier on your back. Your legs lose strength. Energy is drained from your body. You cannot find a place to rest as day goes darker and darker. Suddenly, someone appears before you, take your load, and lead you to a resting place with warm food and a sleeping bag. How will you feel? This is the true rest the Father God and the Lord wants to give you. This is the peace you cannot feel anywhere else. However, many people of the Lord do not know this true rest in the Lord. They just take heavy yoke and burden on their shoulder, and they suffer. Our Lord wants to get true rest in the Lord. Our Lord can free you and free them from heavy burden, lead you to Father God. Those who were in the Feast of Spirit and our members were so happy. You felt true rest and peace, right? So tonight, I'm going to tell you how to get true rest the Father our Lord can give. This is the message delivered by our shepherd in May 1999 with the same title. And some parts excerpted from his book. I'm going to deliver this message based on each verse, 28, 29, and 30. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Another 29 and verse 30, I will explain it to you. Now, verse 28 says, all who are weary and heavy laden. So why did he say like this? Well, think of your life in the world. To get food, or to get honor, or to get wealth, or to acquire knowledge, you make an effort. However, people have no way to get satisfied. They struggle in this kind of greed and selfishness in this world. That's how people live in this world. In the end, they face death. Well, if they did not know the eternal world, no matter how much effort they made, it is meaningless in Father God. That's why Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2 and 3 says, vanity of vanities, says the preacher, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What advantage does man have in all his work which he does under the sun? And verse 1:14 says, I've seen all the works which have been done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and striving after wind. After wind blows, we can feel it, but we cannot grab it. Everything we do under the sun is like grasping this wind. However, the work we do under the Lord will be paid back in heaven for sure. So, it is never lost. It is truly a worthy life. However, most people do not know this true value, so they work hard for vanity. Well, before we believed in the Lord, we used to live like that. But now we came into the Lord and live a life that is not meaninglessness. Now, what kind of heavy laden you have? People of the Lord carry this heavy laden. Well, I would say this is the least duty for survival. For example, to survive, you know, they have to earn money. That's a heavy laden. If you are a student, you have to study hard to get a good job later. If you are, if you work in a company, you should be, you know, acknowledged and promoted. So you work hard. Athletes, they make a better record. Celebs, they have to maintain their popularity. That's their burden. That's their laden. You know, even if one athlete is the best athlete in the world, he has to make an effort. Otherwise, other athletes will pass him by. You know, there is no guarantee that, you know, he can win the gold medal in the next Olympic Games. He has to make a constant effort. Even if he makes an effort, and it's not easy to win another gold medal. You know, if you are an elementary school student, you know, you feel like you want to go to middle school as soon as possible. But when you go to middle school, you want to go to high school, and you want to go to college. You feel like you can be free from everything when you go to college. However, when you go to college, you worry about many other stuff. Can I get a job? Can I get a good job? You will face many other problems. You will have even heavier laden. That's why grown-up people say, you know, I like my elementary school days better. Many people say so. No matter what position you are in, everybody carries their own heavy laden. Well, it would be, it seems, you know, trivial, but children carry their own heavy laden too. Well, they have, you know, people have, you know, heavy laden for others too, as parents, as children, as a husband, as a wife, or as co-workers, or boss, or subordinates. You know, people carry heavy laden for others. For example, you know, parents carry heavy laden to support their children. The children carry heavy laden to support their family later on. Most people carry this laden. This is the look of life in the jungle of life. Well, before we know Father God, you know, we were under this heavy burden and yoke. The heaviest and gravest one was the burden of sin. Because of the sin, we face diseases and disaster. We face various problems in our lives. Due to sins, we go to eternal punishment of death. So, the burden of sin is the heaviest one. The people of the world face so many problems, so they do not realize how heavy this burden of sin is. And their conscience are dull to the sin. They don't even feel about this burden of sin. People do not know this burden of sin will lead them to death and hell. However, people who believe in God and learn His word are aware how heavy this burden of sin is. Well, after you commit sin, when you worship God or when you come to church, you know, you feel so burdened in your heart. You cannot be confident before Father God when you pray to Father God. However, our Lord can solve this burden of sin which nobody can take care of. With His limitless love, He already took our sin and He was crucified on the cross. Whoever accepts Him as Savior and walk in the light will be forgiven and they will be free from their burden of sin. That's why our Jesus said, come to me and I will let you rest. So when you came to the Lord, you are free. You were free from the burden of sin as well as the heavy yoke. I used to have many sins. Can I even hope for heaven? I should be, you know, delightful for being, you know, saved. Well, precious blood of our Lord is the evidence of His perfect love. He lived only by the will of Father God. He got no original sin, no self-committed sin. His precious blood cleanses all sin. If you measure the precious blood of the Lord and your sin, His love wins. Unlike 30 years ago or 50 years ago, 2,000 years ago, the world of these days are so full of sin, lust, greed. There is no love, there is no goodness. People run after money. Are you under the heavy yoke and burden in this kind of generation? Please lay this burden before the Lord and feel the rest. When you repent for the first time, or when you shed tears in revival meetings, or when you received grace in summer retreat, when you think of those moments, then you feel rest. In the Lord, there should be true rest and peace. And heavy burden should be gone. Therefore, our prayer, praise, should help you resemble our Lord all the more. You have to always check whether you are under the heavy burden and yoke again. You have to check yourself whether you are disheartened after comparing yourself with others. Whenever it happens, always think of the shepherd who loves better than we love ourselves. The sacrifice and love of the shepherd clears lust, our sinful nature, and our greed in our heart. If you think of Father God and the shepherd who loves Father God so much and souls, then you can be confident your burden and your yoke will be free. You will be freed from them. You can be free from the burden and yoke. It's something man cannot do. Father God heals you, gives you answer. He gives true peace and joy. I hope you can feel the love of Father God again through the testimonies that I'm going to introduce you now. This is the testimony of Deacon Junuk Kim. In 2006, my lovely son was born. When he was 3 years old, we put him in a daycare center. One day, a nursing teacher told me that he showed uncommon behaviors. She advised me to consult with the pediatric psychiatrist, you know, on his state. We went to see psychiatrist and had him checked through various tests. My son showed a delayed language development, separation anxiety, parental confusion, lack of affection. He had difficulty in social interaction. I was too shocked to accept the reality. He took treatment courses for more than 2 years, but he showed no improvement. In the end, he was diagnosed with autism and class 1 mental retardation. One day, I witnessed my son repeatedly knocking his head against the floor. It was not until then that I could face the reality that my child was autistic. I had attended church by the guidance of my wife. I've been healed of atopic dermatitis and once led a Christian life full of joy of salvation. However, after I started my business, I changed and often skipped Sunday service, saying I was busy conducting business. Now I could do nothing else but turn to God for help. I heard from the message that autism is caused by parents' sins, and only when the parents become sanctified, the child can be healed. I started to repent that I had forsaken the grace of God and lived as I wanted. I closed my business for my child and moved to a house near the church. I attended every kind of service and Daniel prayer meeting every night. My wife often wrote me a message of belief and thanks on thanks offering envelopes with belief that our son would be healed. When we repented and relied only on God, our son started to change. He had not been able to make eye contact with others, but he came to interact with teachers and friends without difficulty. He happily joined the activities in mommy kindergarten. His positive change seemed to go hand in hand with my spiritual growth. My faith used to be lukewarm without longing, but I was given a God-given duty and came to work faithfully with a thankful heart for the Lord's grace. I gave God the offering of joy and thanks. And I did so, my child showed rapid improvement. He came to think and behave in a way he hadn't been able to think and behave. I could feel his heart and thoughts expand. He improved so quickly that before he entered elementary school, he underwent examination again. The results showed that he was normal. His mathematical ability and space perception ability were better than normal children, which surprised the doctors. He could enter a regular elementary school, and now he is a fourth grader. He gets along well with his friends and shows active performance in all activities. He is a member of Praise Team of Children's Sunday School. He is growing up as a child who loves to praise the Lord. I give all thanks and glory to the living God who has chosen, who has been working for us. Here is another testimony. In deep despair and pains caused by many diseases, I was thinking of suicide. Both of my arms felt numb for 10 years. My fingertips felt stabbing pain. And I had surgery on my torn cartilage in my knees, but it was not completely cured. So I cannot walk normally. I even had to urinate every 5 or 10 minutes because of the after effect of prostate cancer surgery that I had undergone 7 years ago. Worse than that, I had insomnia. It was not easier for me to sleep even for an hour a day. In March 2016, while I was contemplating suicide, cell leader Hong Sun Yu urged me to come to church and meet God. With the heart of a drowning man who clutches at straw, I registered mom in church. I offered up the services with the longing to live and receive senior pastor prayer. 3 days later, I had a dream that a big circular rainbow appeared in the sky above the church. Afterwards, I felt happy for no apparent reason. And then I was able to walk well, I was able to kneel down, all my problems were gone. I recovered health by God's grace. I began to work as a carpenter again. All the after effects of the surgery was gone. I had insomnia, and I felt fatigue all the time, but I feel so refreshed. After I recovered the health by God's grace, I began to work as a carpenter again. As I was leading a happy Christian life with assurance of living God, I had an amazing experience once again. I previously had eyesight and even eyeglasses could not correct my vision. But after the prayer of our senior pastor, my wife got healed. I give all thanks and glory to Father God. Amen.
수고하고 무거운 짐을 지고 가던 사람들이 자신의 죄를
All those under the heavy burden and yoke, when they repent of the past sin and came to Father God, Father God gave them true peace and solved their problems and healed their diseases. Now verse 29 says, think of the testimony. He thought of the suicide and the children suffer from autism. Father God healed them, and they are now giving, they are now living the life of giving glory to God with thanks and joy. Now verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Yoke is the device which, you know, a cow or horse carry to plow the field, as you can see on screen. After, you know, plowing a field with this yoke, you know, you plant a seed, and then the seed grows up. If you carry the yoke of the Lord, then your field, your heart field will be plowed, and you will become a good field. And when the word of God is planted in their field, and the fruit of eternal life will be born. How can you plow your heart field? Father God says, don't do this and get rid of it. Don't be jealous, don't envy, no, don't hate, do not judge, do not condemn, do not steal. If you obey these words, that is the action of plowing your heart field. If you get rid of what Father God told you to cast off, then your heart field will be plowed, and the plant of the seed of Father God will be planted. Planting the word of life is to keep the word of Father God, like pray, love, keep the Sabbath day whole. And you will bear the fruit of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, or Beatitudes, or the fruits of love. So many people receive the baptism of fire, and they plow there in heart field. However, this period of, you know, working on heart field should give you happiness. Many workers receive the baptism of fire, and they discover many things. They discovered that they were arrogant, they were evil. But while discovering such things, people felt disheartened or despaired without realizing it. However, someone said, while receiving a prayer from the Holy Spirit, man of Holy Spirit, because of discovering of sin, you know, he thought, you know, he was almost in a give up on hope for New Jerusalem. Then he realized it, and he came to recover the hope for New Jerusalem, and to live in the castle of the shepherd. This is the worker that I very well know. You know, he was, you know, finding so many things. Congratulations on finding so many things. All you have to do is just, you know, get rid of what you found. He discovered a lot. Later on, he was under the heavy burden. I cannot make it. But after receiving prayer, he looked back, and he realized that, well, it can be done by the grace of the shepherd. And my shepherd is helping. And he promised to lead me to New Jerusalem. All I have to do is just pray with hope for New Jerusalem. He said, Pastor, now I don't feel burdened anymore. I'm so full of thanks and joy. He confessed like this. Someone, wrote down the prayer that he received. And he, remembers the prayer all the time. This is what he wrote. Father God, thank you. Well, since you gave me life and grace, I tried to realize what is love, what is goodness. And I tried to sacrifice myself. I tried to serve others. However, I was doing it because I had to. From time to time, you know, I felt in the burden. Please help me to fill my heart with better goodness and better love. Let me engrave the love that is found in the love chapter of the Bible. Let me do goodness because I desire to do goodness. Let me have a heart full of such grace, such goodness and love like this. You know, since I am a worker, I sacrifice myself. I try to become humble. But in my heart, you know, it wasn't easy for me to sacrifice myself. When I faced with those you know, who you know, hurt me so much in my heart, and I feel uneasy. But I now realize the goodness is to feel happy whenever I sacrifice myself for those. Now let me give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ by filling my heart with such goodness and love. And I know this, I can do this when I do this with joy and thanks. Please help me to be able to like to be able to do like this. You know, he received this kind of prayer from the other in the man of spirit or whole spirit. He wrote it down. You know, whenever he tried to do goodness or whenever he sacrificed himself or serve others for others, you know, he felt you know uneasy, you know, while whenever he was doing. But after he was you know, remembering the prayer that he received, he tried to remember and resemble the heart of health and love of the Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd, and he is improving right now. So you have to ask yourself whether you are doing what you're doing because you have to do them. We should be able to do such a things because we love our Father God so much and we love His goodness so much. So the process of plowing your field should become hope itself while watching the time down in TV program. We shouldn't just stop at, you know, seeing in the street is so good. At the same time, you have to discover that you pointed others' faults, and you know I was insisting on my own idea all the time. You have to realize that you have to discover yourself like this, and change yourself to understand and to feel the others' hearts all the time. Well, it's not easy to change yourself overnight. You need the process or procedures of training yourself to plow your heart field while listening to others, waiting for others until they change, and praising for their good things. What if we had not known this word of God? What would have happened to us? But we are learning goodness, which is the perfect standard of truth from the shepherd. So, based upon that standard, you have to know that you have been wrong and you have to break yourself and plow your field. Even when you face an unfair treatment, you should be able to yield, and you just keep the faith and truth. Someone made this confession. He tried to understand others and serve others. He thought, you know, he realized he was short of those things. However, when obviously others were wrong, even when he was thinking that he was doing the right thing, when people don't realize that, you know, he felt, you know, unfair. And someone told him about goodness, even in that case, heart of the thinking of others. Now he discovered his true heart and he is working on his heart field. People say, worldly people say, you cannot change your nature. However, the gospel of sanctification is the circumcision of heart. The Holy Spirit says, you know, you can change through fervent prayer and the word. I hope you can feel happy as you plow your heart field. Then what about the yoke of the Lord? You can imagine His yoke when you think of His life on this earth. Whenever He ate, drank, He did only for the glory of Father God and for His kingdom and righteousness. He prayed for dying souls. He preached the gospel of heaven. He comforted the poor. He healed the sick people. He saved the dead one. He cast demons. He didn't eat. He didn't sleep well. But he lived his life for those souls. Later on, he took the cross for all human beings and completed the law with his love. Our Lord completed the law with his love, and he showed his love to us. Just like a cow, which was carrying a yoke, plowing the field, to fulfill the providence of Father God, He took the yoke on behalf of us. So, those who love God and the Lord should take the yoke of the Lord. He said in verse 29, He is gentle. We have to be humble and gentle. Gentleness means, in a spiritual means, you carry love and virtue together. But those, the gentle people, can embrace everyone with a soft heart. Our Lord also gave peace and joy to people. He was humble. He was not arrogant. He was not boasting himself off. He always the Lord himself. He didn't judge others. He didn't condemn others. He didn't reveal others' faults. Even when faults were completely revealed, He considered their situation and tried to serve them. In the end, eventually, we have to accomplish this love of the Lord and become humble and gentle. That is to carry His yoke. You should be always gentle and humble. You want to be acknowledged, you want to be loved, but that's not the yoke of the Lord. You have to be gentle and humble. You are very familiar with humbleness and gentleness of the Lord. The sacrifice and love, you can feel it so easily. Because, you know, I myself also, after 2010, and we realized that Father God and the Lord waited for us with His sacrifice and waiting. We can carry this yoke only when we humble and gentle. We always make a mind to give out the fragrance of Jesus Christ. We have to resemble our Father God. Now, Jesus said, learn from me. How can we learn from Jesus? We have to learn from Him in the Bible. And we can learn from Him through the Holy Spirit. John 14:26 says, The Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. And chapter 16, verse 13 says, But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose to you what is to come. And we can learn Jesus Christ through the people who obeyed the word of God and took the Lord's cross. Apostle Paul is such an example. He said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. And Philippians 3:17 says, Brethren, join in following my example.
나를 본받으라 하는 등 자신을 통해
He advised people to imitate him. That is, Apostle Paul obeyed Jesus Christ and followed Jesus Christ. That's why he asked people to become imitators of him who was visible. Therefore, as we take the yoke of the Lord and learn from him, we can resemble our Lord. And we can also learn from the shepherd who resemble our Father God so much.
2017년 부활주일에 주님의 십자가에 담긴 의미를 설교해
Our shepherd talk about the heart of Father God who sacrifices and takes care of us with full responsibility. When I heard him, I thought of the shepherd. Sacrifice, he said, let's go together. Thinking of the hidden meaning in them, I could learn from the shepherd. Even when I read the Bible, I could understand it. But thinking of the waiting, the love of the shepherd, I can imagine how Father God is waiting for me and how he has sacrificed himself for me. And I wish to become like him. Since I received too much love, I wish I could stretch out to my hand to others, smile back, and yield to many people.
Well,
people who didn't receive such love cannot feel the love of Father God and the love of the Lord. There is love and justice in the spiritual realm. We are so fall short to pay the price of the justice. That's why our Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd take care of the price. To believe is to give thanks for the grace we receive and learn from. We have to learn from the Lord through gentleness and service. Now verse 29 continues like this. You will find rest for your souls. Rest means spiritual rest. That is, as we learn the word of God and know the truth, we can be free from fleshly burden and yoke. For example, we used to be full of worries when we faced problems. But as we believe in Father God and depend on Him, we can be in the rest. Worldly people follow the greed and lust, so they live their lives in envy, jealousy, hatred, and strife, and sin. So they are under great stress. However, once you are free from this burden of sin, you don't receive stress. Know how happy it is not to be jealous of anybody. It will make you happy for sure. When you carry yoke and plow field, you may feel it's difficult. When you find untruth still left in your heart, then you may feel uneasy. However, if you keep on plowing your field and get rid of this sin, then there's no need for you to get stressed. You will just find yourself in the rest in the Lord. And you can give glory to Father God who pays you back what you have done. And you will live a happy life in the work of Father God. People suffer because of family problems or work problems or diseases. However, people who completely depend on God, who is Almighty, can feel rest in their heart. I hope you can depend on Father God for everything. 3 John 1 verse 2 says, Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Father God gives everything to those who live by the word of God. When they have you know, trials right now, you know, they feel easy because they depend on Father God. They have faith to receive answer, and they have hope for heaven. To the extent you get rid of untruth, and in the Word of God, you can find rest in your heart. No matter how hard it is, since you love Father God from the depths of your heart, you feel rest in your heart, and Father God truly give you the evidence that Father God is with the children. Our mommy members are receiving such blessings, right? As your family live in the Word of God, you solved all the problems. You were healed through the prayers of our shepherd. You have rest and blessing in your life now. Now, verse 30 says, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." My brothers and sisters, yoke of the Lord consists of love. He is the one with God the Creator. But He came to this earth in the form of the creature. But He healed the people. He took care of the poor. Without love and sacrifice, it was impossible. However, He was love itself. He took this road of suffering before. If you understand how the Lord loved us and believe it, then it's not difficult to carry His yoke. You'll be rather joyful and thankful. Our Lord said His yoke is easy and His burden is light. This is the burden to receive eternal life and blessing. That is, we have to cast off sin and make ourselves holy according to the Word of God. And we should be faithful to our duty. And to do so, we have to carry a burden to give glory to Father God. With this burden, you pray, fast, and visit members, and preach gospel to many people. Some people say it's difficult to believe Jesus Christ because this job is so heavy and difficult. But our Lord says His burden is easy. His yoke is easy. Because our Lord will carry it together. However, to receive His help, we have to work hard to live by the Word of God. We have to endure. That's why He said, it's nothing, but it's light. Everything around us will be taken care of by our Lord. But don't say it's heavy, but it's light. From time to time in your Christian life, you may feel it's not light. Whenever you feel like that, think of the Lord. Think of the Lord's love. If you feel His love, then His burden cannot be heavy. Imagine yourself in the very place of the crucifixion. The sacrifice that our Jesus took was beyond our imagination. To help you understand the amount of His sacrifice even a little, let me explain about the crucifixion in great detail. A whip which was used in the Roman Empire was made of several plated leather threads. Metal balls, sharp bones, and steel fragments were entwined and stuck out from its surface. Soldiers took the clothes off the criminal, tied his both ends, and struck him on his shoulders, back, hips, legs, and hands. Soldiers took turns whipping him. They hit the criminal all over his body with the whip, with sharp bones and metal fragments affixed to it. It's painful to be beaten by a normal whip. This whip, used by these soldiers, caused unimaginable pain. It didn't just leave black and blue bruises or welts on the body. Once bitten, along with severe bruises, the flesh was torn and even ripped off. Once the Once the skeletal muscle is ripped off, the flesh dangles. Eusebius, historian in 3 AD, wrote that the innermost veins and arteries, the hidden inward parts of the body, both their balls and their members were exposed to view. Because of excessive bleeding, the blood pressure drops and the criminal approached the state of hypovolemic shock. Since the body loses too much blood, they require liquid, and thus the criminal felt terrible thirst. At this state, the criminal went to the second stage of crucifixion. That is, he had to carry the wooden crossbeam to the execution place. A typical cross was 2 meters long and it weighed 40 kilograms. It wasn't easy even for a normal man to carry. So how heavy and difficult the cross felt for a man who was faint with his body torn apart after scorching. When Jesus carried his cross to Golgotha, he fell down 3 times. You'll come across those in the 3 points where Jesus fell down as you walk along Via Dolorosa. You will also find a spot where Roman soldiers found a Cyrene named Simon to carry the cross. As the criminal arrived at the execution place, the final step of crucifixion began. It was to nail him and hang him on the cross until he died. As the criminal hung on the cross until he died, he had to suffer from terrible pain for long hours, for 6 hours for the Lord's case. Since the pain was so great, crucifixion was called maximum penalty allowed by law. The criminal was attached to the cross by being nailed through his hands and feet. The nails were big. They were approximately 13 to 18 centimeters long, 7 to 9 inches long. If nailed on hands, it was possible that the hand could be torn apart. The criminal could fall from the cross due to his weight. Therefore, he was nailed not on his hands, but just above the wrist. This is the body part, where central nerves can be found. If nailed on this part, nerves can be destroyed. Those of you who have received nerve treatment must have felt the pain when an impact is made on the nerves. If the central nerves are destroyed without anesthesia, it will be unimaginably painful. Both feet overlapped each other, and they were nailed through the second and the third bones. Nerves were completely destroyed as well. Once the criminal was attached, the cross was set up upright. From this moment on, a completely different level of pain began. When hung on the cross with hands and feet nailed, the arms got stretched out and their bones become separated. Both shoulders got dislocated. Due to the body weight, both arms and shoulders were pulled down and it became hard to breathe. There would not be enough oxygen. Then, the blood became oversupplied with carbon dioxide, and the heart pounded irregularly. Modern research said the victims of crucifixion repeated passing out on the cross about 1,000 times. And then, the criminal eventually died. Crucifixion was the punishment that provided the worst pain to the victim. After its cruelty became controversial, it was abolished by Constantine the Great of the Roman Empire. It was our Jesus that suffered from this very crucifixion. We should engrave in our hearts how great his sacrifice was for us. You can find in the Bible that Simon was forced to carry the Jesus, carry the cross for Jesus. Now, if asked, would you carry the cross? Who can say no if you truly love the Lord? You will volunteer to carry the cross for Him because you love Him, because you love the Lord more than your heart. Our shepherd made confessions many times. as well as in this feast of spirit. If my Lord carried the cross, I will take the cross for him. That was not, you know, he meant he wants to be, you know, whipped, scorched, carry the cross, and be crucified on the cross for 6 hours. That's what he meant. He made that confession many times. If I could, I would. Because he loved the Lord more than his life. Dear brothers and sisters, if the Lord is before you, what would you say? Would you carry the cross with tears? Can you? Would you say, I will carry the cross. I will take it for you. I hope you can do that. If you can, the burden on your shoulder will not be heavy.
우리는 지금 주님을 위해 어떤 짐을 짊어지고 계십니까? 먹지 못하고 자지 못하면서
Are you carrying the
수고하셨던 주님보다
heavier than the Lord?
짐을 짊어지고 계십니까?
If you're busy visiting members, is it tougher than the road that our Lord took the cross on?
우리 주님은 생명의 위협을 느끼시면서
At the threat of life, he was despised. He couldn't eat well. He couldn't sleep well. He slept even in the field. Compared to his life, ours, so easy. We have cozy bed. We have cool air conditioner. We have warm heater. We have water to drink. We have food to eat. Nobody threatens us. We think your trials and persecution is harder than our Lord's. If you have the love of Father God who gave up his only begotten Son, if you truly love the Lord, and if you don't spare your life for him, then the burden should not be heavy. 1 John 5:3 says, This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. In a fleshly sense, the ministry that our shepherd takes care of is not easy. But since he loves Father God and the Lord so much, he says it's easier for him. Since he loves the souls, he says he will take care of you.
나의 삶, 나의 신앙 책자를 읽으며 목자님이 well, 기도하시는 장면을
Here is the scenes how our shepherd prayed.
2000년
홀로 He went up the mountain. He just concentrated on prayer without talking to anybody.
주님도
Just like our Jesus went to mountains and fields to pray. Jesus was in the flesh to manifest the power. He had to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit through prayers. January 21st, for 10 days, he gave prayer, first praise in 2000. He slept 2 hours and then 2 meals a day for 24 hours. Other than those times, he knelt down and cried out in his prayer. And he read the Bible all day long. Just as our Lord prayed, and his, just like in the blood came, just like the, it was like the blood dropping on the ground. He prayed like that. After this prayer, the bitter seawater turned into sweet water. After the second prayer, Father God gave him wisdom. After the third prayer, Father God told him to pray just like the hip bones of Jacob in a broken. It meant he had to pray by risking his life. He saw how Moses prayed. Without drinking water, Moses prayed to receive the Ten Commandments. With just rocks and dirt, he prayed with Joshua. And he prayed alone in the second time. He prayed all night and all day. His palm was full of blood. His bones torn apart. He prayed like that. And after 40 days, he received the Ten Commandments. He had to make him submissive and cleansed. So he risked his life to pray as if his heart burst out. The fourth prayer, Father God told him, never think of family or of church. Think of only Father God and heaven. And that's what he did. Whenever he got time, he looked at clouds, the sun, during the day, and the moon and the stars at night. He understood the love and providence of Father God. And he was told about evil spirits. The power of the shepherd was not given so easily. To receive the power, well, when we go to meeting, we say, you know, I want to see moving clouds. Then we see, we can see moving clouds. God of shepherd, please show us rainbow. Then we can see rainbow, right? We can see moving stars. However, to make this happen, our shepherd had to sleep only 2 hours a day, had 2 meals a day. He didn't think of anything else except Father God and the spiritual realm. He looked at stars and the sun, and the clouds, the moon, he just prayed like that. Whenever after prayers, Father God gave them gave the shepherd this great gift. After fourth prayer, Father God gave him the power to pray from the pulpit, and answers were given. Spiritual training and the mountain prayer was all like this. Full of sacrifice and work. He risked his life to pray like that. But after that, power was given to him. After the fourth prayer's phase, you remember this moment, you know, when he prayed from this pulpit, you know, altar, without touching people. Answers were given and people were healed. Such great power of God was manifested. Whenever he prays, even from this altar, he does it with all his heart and mind. Or whenever he prays for sick people, you know, he used to put his hands on the sick part of the body. But, you know, he was able to pray from this altar without touching sick people. So many people received grace while watching, you know, how our shepherd prayed. You know, they were the people who came to revival meetings because our shepherd was, you know, touching every sick people. So there were many people who registered to this mountain church after seeing them. Every moment, he did every his, he made an effort. He prayed with all his heart and mind and soul. You know, this is for only prayer. You can imagine how heavy his ministry is to lead us to New Jerusalem. And he does it with joy and thanks. His ministry has been full of persecution and betrayal. But he says he can do it again if Father God tells him, if Father God tells him so. He says he can carry the cross for the Lord on behalf of him. He knows hell better than anybody. How terrible the punishment in hell is. He has prayed for souls with tears. However, for our souls, for the Lord, He said he can go to hell. He can, you know, even if he had to be in hell forever, he can do it. That's what he said. Our shepherd is carrying his cross. And he says, my yoke and burden is heavy, not easy and light. So, follow him, we have to carry our own yoke and carry burden. And our life should be full of thanks and joy only if we follow the shepherd like that. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you feel, you know, it's burdensome. You think so? Whenever you don't, you know, bear fruit, you know, what do you think? Then think about what kind of way our shepherd took. Justice of pulling down the power of recreation. Deeds of leading souls to Jerusalem. And waiting for pastors and Levite workers. All these are the things that our shepherd does without our help. If we can look at his cross and look at our cross, we should be feel sorry. We should be thankful. You cannot but make this kind of confession that it is all love without price. Always think of this sacrifice of Father God and the Lord and the Shepherd and take your cross. Let me conclude this message. I said, the most burdensome burden is the burden of sin. And I explained what is the yoke of the Lord. And also explained that you can carry this yoke only when you become gentle and humble. And I explained why his cross is easy and his burden is light. We can go to heaven because we love the Lord. We can carry this. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14 says, enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide and the way is broad, it leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. But the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. And there are few who find it. The way we go is very narrow, small. But it is the way of life. It is the way of salvation, the way to New Jerusalem. We have to get rid of our old self. We have to work hard to become humble. If you are a man of spirit but lost your happiness and joy, it's because you don't fill your heart with goodness and love. You have to carry the yoke of the Lord and follow the Lord, but you stopped. That's why there is no joy. If you truly love Father God, no matter how hard it is, you should be able to find rest and peace and joy in your heart. You have to follow our Lord, but you stopped. That's why you got no joy and peace. From the heart, if you love Father God, no matter how hard it is, you will find peace and rest in your heart. Because Father God gives His beloved children the evidence of His being with them. Especially in this moment church, we can enjoy very happy moments. Easter Sunday, education, conference, summer retreat, celebrate anniversary, Christmas, Thanksgiving. We can have many moments to feel the love of Father God. Romans 8:18 says, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to become compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. If you think of the glory that you will receive for this small work, you may find your burden is very light. I think about trust. Our beloved members, you have witnessed the signs and wonders and the power of God manifested by Dr. Gerald Lee. You listen to testimonies every week through education and conference. You witness the power of God. So that's why you say, I trust the shepherd. I believe in him. But true trust is trusting the Lord and trust the shepherd is to follow the way of the Lord and the shepherd. It is to understand his yoke, his sacrifice, in his ministry, and put it in your heart and follow. How he lived his life. How he gave prayer to withdraw the power of God. After retrieving the power, how he prepared for the Feast of Spirit. How he prepares for the retreat. You have to feel it and understand it. And trust is to follow him. The way of the Lord, the way of the shepherd. Look at it. Carry your cross with thanks and joy. I love you. This kind of confession. My burden is not heavy. It's light. I can carry. You should be able to do it with joy and thanks. Dear brothers and sisters, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may carry this yoke and live your life that is full of happiness and thanks. Let's think of the prayer. Let's think of the message and pray together. Let's receive Senior Pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you're not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and on GCN in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them the faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral palsy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away and be cleansed. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains, go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases, go away. All kinds of paralysis, be loosened. Get up, walk, leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and disasters and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Let there be no burning scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Be cleansed from all kinds of... Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life.
Give him the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. The servants also go away. Away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, false spirits, deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and the strength to cast off sins to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things. Let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify with their lips like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.